Minister, this is to ask you your plans to minimise the impact of Brexit on County Donegal, the engagement that you have had so far with the IDA and Enterprise Ireland to ensure that they secure new investment into the county, particularly in view of the challenge of Brexit, and if you will make a statement on the matter.
Thank you, Deputy Tonishman.
I'm very conscious of the threat of Brexit, and particularly, of course, in the border region and in our northern counties. We have free trade present both sides of the border, and as Deputy Smith was saying earlier, we really want to see that situation continue and not change. And the North East North West Action Plan for Jobs is the key policy response for supporting employment growth in the border region, including Donegal. We have seen the unemployment rate in the border region fall, so clearly very good progress has been made in terms of job creation, in terms of supporting employment in Donegal, in the border region. But the key point now is to ensure that this continues and that we support enterprise to deal with any challenges which may be up ahead. I've already outlined to the House the initiatives that we're taking to make sure that, for example, counties like Donegal can continue to see job creation. So if I say to you that the additional funding of £150 million has been made available to the IDA to support regional property programme and to drive job creation. That's one response. I think the other responses are making sure that capital is available to companies at a low interest rate, companies who may be experiencing temporary cash flow problems. That £300 million fund will help with that. The Regional Development Fund, which the results of which the applications will be announced very shortly, and then there'll be a new tranche in January. I've no doubt that companies in Donegal have applied for that, and there is a regional criteria for that as well. The work that Enterprise Ireland is doing in terms of the Brexit scorecard and the various supports reaching out to companies. I think we have to make sure that the companies who perceive themselves to be at risk do have plans, do diversify, are working with the supports that are out there at present and are facing up to the potential challenges that Brexit will bring, and being realistic about that and working on the issues.
I must say your response is very disappointing and disheartening, Tánaiste. My question specifically referred to the engagements that you have had with the state agencies, IDA, Enterprise Ireland, with regard to trying to ensure that they can up their game to actually deal with the challenge of Brexit and to meet that challenge, Tánaiste, and you haven't dealt with that in your response to me at all. We need the government to totally change their approach with regard to the prioritisation that County Donegal has had from the IDA, Tánaiste in particular. We've seen in 2015 and 16 there was just 11 visits. IDA visits to the county in that period of time, while, for example, in the same period of time, there was 446 in Dublin. Out of the some 600 new companies that have come to the country in the last 9 years, just two of those new companies have come to Donegal, Tánaiste. Meanwhile, existing companies in the county do well and continue to, such as Optum and Primerica, continue to bring in new employment. But we're simply not getting the prioritisation from the IDA in relation to new employment. I wanted to ask you again, what engagement have you had with the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, Tánaiste, to
minute.
Try and improve that situation?
I hate cutting deputies.
Well, look, I have constant engagement with Enterprise Ireland and the IDA in relation to job creation across the country. Very conscious, both agencies, of the need to attract regional investment, but very importantly, to support jobs that are already here. Because if you look at the figures, 70% of all new FDI comes from existing IDA Ireland client companies. And, you know, site visit activity doesn't necessarily reflect investment potential. I mean, Donegal is now home to 12 IDA companies employing 3,039 employees. I mean, that's important. That's a 37% increase since 2012. So, Deputy, there are things happening and there are improvements, and you can see that in the figures of employment in Donegal. That's a 37% increase. That's important. So it's going in the right direction. But I do take your point that this is a particularly challenging time in terms of the potential Brexit challenge. But be absolutely clear that IDA are focused on regional development. Companies, you know, you can work so far in terms of supporting a company to go into a regional area, but, you know, at the end of the day, the company decides where it wants to locate. great. What we have to do and what all of us working together have to do is make sure that our regions are in a position to continue to attract and support foreign direct investment. But indigenous business is extremely important as well in terms of the future growth of job creation in Donegal.
Minister, can I maybe try and shake your complacency in relation to your reply there, which indicates a certain level of achievement, you believe, in relation to state agencies because of the fact that existing companies in the county actually are increasing employment. Yes, they are, and they're continuing to grow, Minister, because they're thriving in the county and it's a place you can do business. The point I'm making to you is that we're simply getting no new investment, and that, Tánaiste, as you, being the Minister responsible, is something that needs to be addressed. The companies such as Optum and Primerica, which are growing, they came to the county in the 90s and the 2000s and grew from there. But we're not getting the new investments, the new companies. They're not coming. And we need to get a fair share of that, Tánaiste. That comes down to you as the Minister with the political responsibility and the government trying to drive that. There's no point in telling us here that there is a policy of regional development when it's quite clear that that policy is failing and not happening in the ground. We need that to be addressed by yourself. In relation to the threat Brexit poses to our county, the fact that our economy is so dependent as well, and Northern Ireland plays a big part in that, it makes it even more important that we see a change of approach from the government, Tánaiste, and it's crucial that you take control of that and ensure that we don't continue to be neglected, which unfortunately has been the case with regard to new investments over the recent number of years.
Of course, more can be done and should be done and will be done. But it's important as well. It's no complacency, I assure you, especially in face of the Brexit challenge. But, you know, it's important to recognise the improvements that have been made. I'm simply pointing that out. You've also had recent investment announcements, which you seem to be disregarding. The opening of the new seat of premises in Letterkenny, the Optibelt company, Urethane Belting Limited, moving to new premises in Letterkenny with associated capital investment of £7.7 million over 5 years. Primerica with the creation of 330 new jobs. But look, of course there's always more that can be done. We do need to continue to have a focus on Donegal and other regional areas, undoubtedly. But there were 7 site visits by the IDA to Donegal in 2016. So, you know, IDA will continue, and I want to assure you about that, they will continue to do their utmost to encourage clients to locate in areas that are most in need of investment. That's very much a priority. But as I say, at the end of the day, companies decide themselves, you know, precisely where they're going to locate, having considered all of the issues. And thankfully, the vast majority of jobs that have been created, over 71% in Ireland last year, were in regional areas. They were outside of Dublin. It's important to recognise that.
Thank you.